to admit that you're in need of help from someone. Now, while we're not actually washing feet tonight, may have all of us become closer to our Lord and our Savior as we consider the holy humility of serving and being served, represented by the ancient ritual of foot washing. We remember Jesus in the Last Supper, or Eucharist, or Communion, or Passover meal redefined on this first, which happened on the first Maundy Thursday. But we also remember God in human form, emptying himself, humbling himself, taking on the role of a servant, doing menial foot washing, and then taking on the shameful form of death known as crucifixion. We are grateful for the salvation that has come to us through the holy humility of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now we come to the table. We're doing a little different tonight in remembrance of that first Maundy Thursday. Is we're going to sit around table together, 12 at a time, reminiscent of doing it, of what Jesus and the disciples did in that upper room. So when it comes time, if y'all would self-select 12 at a time and come up the middle aisle and sit around the table, and I will break bread with you. And then we will do what's called intinction, where I pour the grape juice, it's not alcoholic, into the cup. And then walk around, and each of you will dip the bread that you've been served into that. And then we'll all eat it together around the table. Okay? Then you'll process back to the outer rows, back, and then the next 12 will come forward. And we'll do that. Thankfully, we'll probably have at least 3 tables, maybe 4, with as many people as are here. And that's wonderful. So, friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table, not Presbyterian Church USA's table, not First Presbyterian Church's table, not even Angel of Joy's table. This is the Lord's table, and all who seek him are welcome to come. So, let us begin with prayer. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. In union with your church in heaven and on earth, we pray, O God, that you will fulfill your eternal purpose in us and in the world. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ come in final victory, and we shall feast with your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Great is the mystery of faith. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. So on the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread. And after having blessed it, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup. And he said, "This cup is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood. As often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the saving life, death, and resurrection of Jesus until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." If the first 12 will come from the choir.
Has everyone been served?
Okay. Let us pray. Giving God, living Lord, you have fed us with your body. You have poured out your life that we might live. We thank you, for we have tasted your goodness in this meal. Fed, we are strengthened. Filled, we are renewed to share the abundance of your love with a hungry world. Amen.
Now, if you please stand and turn in your bulletin, there should be an insert with the Nicene Creed in there, the ecumenical version. If we say this together to say what we believe. What do you believe? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 220, Go to Dark Gethsemane. Please be seated. Let us pray. Let us have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. As we pray for the world he came to save, saying, "Have mercy, O God." We pray for the church. Make us bold in love and humble in service, according to the example of Christ Jesus, our teacher and Lord. Have mercy, O God. We pray for the world. Deliver the oppressed. Set captives free. Lead them safely out of bondage into your land of promise, plenty, and peace. Have mercy, O God. We pray for our communities. Keep watch in every heart and home, so that we may live in peace and safety and be delivered from all evil. Have mercy, O God. We pray for the earth. Show us new ways to live efficiently. Guide us in better ways to use your gifts. Bring new life to your damaged creation. Have mercy, O God. We pray for loved ones. Be near to all who are in trouble, those who are sick and those who face death. Hold them close and love them to the end. Have mercy, O God. As we pour out our hearts in prayer, O God, lead us to pour out our lives in service to you, ever seeking your will, ever following your way, all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Oh.
having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit, I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Recognize the holy humility of our Lord and live likewise. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.